Thanksgiving to you too.
Lots of weapons from the Saints.
Woo! Yeah. Too many. Going to be a big challenge for us. You know, they are playing at a high level, playing at their place, and Drew Brees is extremely efficient in his offense, and they have a lot of weapons to go to.
Your young linebackers ready to handle it? Sproles, Graham, etc.
Yeah, that's a tough matchup for us. You know, our young linebackers got to grow up real fast. We've been emphasizing that to them all week this week, and so. The speed of the play, the speed of the game, the way we think and the way we approach them, we have to play at a very fast and high level of football in order to be successful.
How important is the pass rush in terms of disrupting?
If we don't do that, then we minimize our opportunity to win. The front four is vitally important. We've said to them that, hey, if we're going to be successful in this ball game, you have to come through for us.
The pass rush hasn't been what it's been earlier in the season, the last couple of weeks. Is there a certain reason why?
I can't put my finger on it, but I do think that we can return and we can rush these guys. You know, they have a good offensive line. Don't get me wrong. They are they have a good, solid offense, period. There are really no weak links on that offense, but we just got to rise to the occasion, and our D-line has to come through for us.
What was the mood of your group after the last series against the Eagles? I mean, 18 plays, 8 minutes, 9 minutes.
Everybody was ticked off. I won't say that we weren't ticked off. I mean, we pressured, probably 8 of the 10 times. We were that close, but we didn't make the play. They made the plays. They executed their offense, and we didn't execute. We didn't get off the field on third down. They converted too many third downs on us, so we were definitely ticked off, and that's not typical of what we've been like. So, we've got work to do.
DeSean Jackson was fined today $10,000 for throwing the ball at you. How much were you bothered by what happened?
You know, when that incident happened, I just thought that, it was a hotly contested game at that moment, and I just thought he made an error in judgment. You know, he was just excited about the catch, and I think he probably just kind of did it by mistake. I don't think he did anything intentionally, to do that. So it really shocked me. You know, I was surprised by it, but I had to. It wasn't about me, and it wasn't about him. I thought at that time it was about me getting the next call out and let's play the football game.
Did he say anything to you, or he just flipped the ball away?
No, he didn't say anything. I just think it was just how you get caught. He got caught up in the moment, and he just flipped the ball toward me.
Help make your next call easier, though, having them backed up to the 4-yard line or so.
Yes, yeah, it did. that helped a whole lot, so I probably should thank him.
What were your impressions of Herzlick? He seemed to be around the ball a lot on Sunday night. What did you see out of him?
You know what? I thought Mark was first. I was really proud of him because we put him in a position to go out and really, play in his first pro football game as a starter, and against a good run team. And I thought Mark was physical. I thought he was commanding in the huddle. I thought he was decisive in his reads, and I thought he gained a lot of respect from his teammates by the way he played that football game. Obviously, there's some things he has to work on, and he will work on in our pass game, but I was very pleased with how he played the run and how he fit the run and how he commanded our defense.
Was Deion the guy who ended up wearing the mic'd up radio helmet?
Mm-hmm.
Will that continue?
Yes.
Why did you choose Deion?
He's going to be on the field more because of the different packages that we run. Mm-hmm. He's on the field being able to communicate more than our other linebackers. So based upon who the person that's on the field the most, mm-hmm. you can have the fluid line of communication with that person.
Yeah. Drew Brees is on a record pace this year in terms of yards.
I haven't played him since 2009, and from me watching him and watching him over the years, he's been with the same quarterback coach, he's been with the same coordinator, he's in the same offense. He knows that offense to a science. He knows exactly where he's going with the football when he takes the snap, and he doesn't hold the football very long. He's making quick, decisive reads, so I think that bodes well for him.
With Co out, would Prince, do you think Prince could assume some more responsibility?
Prince will assume more responsibility. There's no doubt about it.
Do you think he's ready for that based on what you saw?
He's got to be. He has no choice. That's what we told him. Is that, hey, you got to be ready. You know what, Prince, I'll give Prince a lot of credit. When he went in and for that first play, he wasn't actually supposed to go in at that point in time. Entrell rolled it, was dinged on the play, and we were going to put in Coe. At that point in time, Coe had been dinged a little bit too, and Prince had his helmet on. He was ready to go. Prince took off and went on the field, got the defensive call, and went and played the call. So he was ready. we didn't tell him he had to be ready. He was ready to go. So this week, I know he will be ready because he's gotten more practice reps. And as I told you guys over the last couple of weeks, he's done things in practice every week to get us excited.
And can you put into words how his responsibility would change with Coe out?
We don't really know that. How his responsibilities will change. I just say this, I'm glad to have him in the fold now, and I'm glad that he's playing more reps for us, and the guy can make plays. And that bodes well for us.